Now, this morning we are joined on the phone by Jim Zimmerline. Jim, along with his wife Tammy, are the owners of Zip's Pizzeria over in Adair, and they are new winners of the Travel Iowa Best Pizza Award in the state. Jim, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Hey, congratulations on the award. You guys have to be pretty excited. You're still fairly new at doing this, and people are noticing.
Yeah. Excited, overwhelmed, kind of an honor. Humbling, all the above, really.
I know we had some discussions a few years back when you and your wife decided to give this pizzeria idea a go that, you know, who knows how long it'll last. As long as it's fun and people are enjoying it, we'll kind of keep doing it. I guess you've gotten the kind of feedback you liked.
Yeah, I don't know. I opened this with an expectation that if you're not going to have something good, don't have nothing at all. So I guess I've exceeded those expectations in that aspect. You know, people enjoy, people drive to my place from wherever they come from. A lot of area people do, and even around the whole state, really. And I guess it's kind of nice that, you know, you've got a place that you build up like that to make it a destination place to go to.
Well, I know the pork producers do a best tenderloin contest each year, and the beef producers do a best hamburger contest, and I wasn't even aware that there was a best pizza contest in Iowa until I saw the notes about Travel Iowa working on this project this year. And this was an online voting process. Did you have to apply for this, or did other people nominate you?
Ended up being a nomination from people nominating me. I guess that's what that would be. They coincided with National Pie Day, which is 3/14 of whatever year it is. And last year, the Travel Iowa people from the Iowa Tourism did, I guess, and I never even saw it, a National Pie Day for, like, pie, cherry pie, peach pie, apple pie type of thing. So this year, they integrated the pizza in it, and they, one day in February, asked, "Where do you guys go for pizza?" on the Travel Iowa Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it. I don't even know if I saw it that day, a few days later, because I like that little Facebook page. And when I saw that, I, in turn, went and asked my customers, who are about 5,000 strong on Facebook, let them know where you go for pizza. I had no clue at all that this was going to come of this. I didn't know they were going to say, "Oh, let's take these and we're going to build on this." And that's exactly what they did. They took and made a bracket type contest and took the most popular choices when people commented and checked their Facebook ratings, or not, well, checked their page and then checked their Yelp and TripAdvisor, I guess, or whatever that those other pages are, and made this little bracket type contest.
So what do you expect will be the long-term benefit of doing this? Is it just a matter of now there are other people in other parts of the state who are aware and will make this a destination?
I think so. We had somebody come from Anita the Tuesday after this was announced, because we obviously are never open on Mondays. They came on a Tuesday night, had no idea we were even there, and they lived in Anita for a year.
Hmm.
So they thought, I think it's going to last for a while. It's honestly overwhelming. busy as heck, which is a good thing, but when, you know, you have problems finding help or enough help and all this, it's not always a good thing, because people sometimes are not patient. And then you have people go, "Oh, I don't want to go to your place because you're too busy," and I don't like that either. So as much as we're going to be busier from other people all over the state of Iowa, you might not have the people that always supported you from the start come to your place as often as they would like to, because they're scared to come because you're too busy now.
Yeah. Well, and I know you've had your hands in a lot of different things. You've done a lot of different things over the years and had a lot of different business ventures. You and your wife, Tammy, do you spend a lot of time there? Are you guys the majority of the workforce?
Well, I've got a lot of good help, and it wouldn't be possible without them. But, yeah, we're there way before we open, usually, and way after we close. just yesterday alone, I was there from 10 after 10 until 10 till midnight last night. So I, what, about 14 hours I was there, and that don't include being at home doing books and doing all the other stuff that pertains to it, and then still trying to run a lawn care business.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, we're there quite often, a lot more than you would ever know. You know, my wife has to do the laundry every night of all the towels and such and all that, so we are there a lot.
You bet. Well, I know, Jim, a lot of folks, when they go out to eat pizza, they know all the usuals, you know, a sausage pizza, a pepperoni pizza, a combo type thing, you know, whatever. They kind of have those things in their mind. When they go to Zips, sometimes it takes a little bit of work to get through the menu because you don't necessarily just have the usuals on there.
No, Jim, we don't. I don't know. There's probably 20 specialty pizzas, a bunch of sandwich pizzas, which are, you know, Big Jim, which is a actual takeoff of a famous other restaurant's two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and onion. And we have a bacon cheeseburger and a chicken bacon ranch and a pizza called the Whole Hog, which weighs a large 14-inch, weighs about 5 pounds when it's done cooking, or maybe it's before it's cooked. I don't know. I can't remember exactly. I kind of figured when I had this, I just wanted to be a normal pizza place, sausage, pepperoni, and the like. But we kept I kept coming up with these pizzas, and people liked them, and I don't know. I guess it turned into being a specialty pizza place more than I wanted, because it takes a lot of money to keep all these extra things on hand to make sure you have the specialty pizza realm, and it does take a little longer to make all these specialty pizzas, especially when somebody wants a half a bacon cheeseburger and half a bomber. It takes a while. It's okay to do the specialty pizza thing, but it does take a lot of extra work, but it makes people, I think, want to come to eat pizza more so than they would if they were just going out, you know, for a pepperoni and cheese pizza or a sausage pizza.
Do you take ideas from other folks, from customers that come in, and kind of work through them sometimes, or do a lot of these ideas, are they things that you've come up with?
I live and eat pizza, so I just ate pizza yesterday and from another place, and I've had people come in. The BLT pizza came from a lady coming in, and she goes, "Can't you make a BLT right after we open?" I said, "I don't have any clue how." So she told me exactly how to do it, and I made one for her, and then I kind of researched it and on the Internet and kind of figured it out from there. And there's been other pizzas, too, that we've taken that customers have had. We've got one called the Adair News, and it's based off my friend who runs the Adair News ordering a pizza with olive oil, green pepper, and sausage on it. And I thought, what the heck, one day? So one night we had it, and actually it's really, really good. There's no red sauce on it, so people who don't like pizza sauce don't have to worry about eating it. And it is really good. And so, yeah, we take a lot of people's suggestions and make a pizza out of that, too. I can't think of any other one right off.
Yeah.
I mean, couple, but I can't just think of it right now.
What's the pizza that most folks order? What do you sell the most of over there?
Supreme and all meat. The Supreme's called the Jesse James, and the all meat one is called the Bomber. And far and away, we sell the most of those all the time. Those are the most popular pizzas, I think, in probably any pizza place throughout the United States. That's what most people probably order.
Mm-hmm. What, taco pizza, is that pretty popular?
Yeah, it is. And that's the one I entered and won the contest on, and I obviously think I won it more so because I'm Zips Pizzeria, and my pizza must not be that bad for people to vote for me all the time to win this thing. But the taco is a popular pizza, and it probably, of the specialty pizzas, my most favorite. I figured if there's another big pizza place out there that love taco, or the people love their taco pizza so much, I'm going to give it a whirl because people say my taco pizza is the best, so that's why I put it in the contest.
You bet.
But I think people chose me for the overall pizza place.
Yeah. Is there anything you won't put on a pizza?
Well, I guess being a smart aleck, yeah, stuff I don't have in the restaurant. But, you know, I've tried shrimp, and I've tried anchovies, and tried spinach, and we just don't go through enough of it to have it in the house. But, yeah, there's pretty much anything. I'm going to play with another one here coming up somebody told me about, and I'm going to give it a swirl and see how it turns out. But, heck, we've done macaroni and cheese, Reuben, crab rangoon. So, yeah, it's about anything's fair game.
You bet. Well, right there on the north side of the downtown area in Adair, you can find Zip's Pizzeria. Jim, what are your hours?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 5 to 9. Friday and Saturday, 5 to 10. Sunday, 4 to 8, and we're closed on Mondays.
All right, very good. Well, again, congratulations on the award and continued success. I know we enjoy stopping over.
Thank you, Mr. Field.